We are learning Masechtas Erevin Daf Membeis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph Amud Beis, the beginning of a line. Amara Papa Peiros Shiyotzu Chutz Tchum. Like we've said before, not only does a person have a Tchum Shabbos, items like Peiros or clothing, fruits or clothing, also have a Tchum. Now, if your Peiros go out of a Tchum and belongs to you, and it goes out of its Tchum, out of your tchum, you can't move it more than 4 amos. That's the halacha. And there's another halacha that's the gay. This halacha is that if somebody, you do a ma'aseh Shabbos with something that comes from out of the tchum, someone went took something out of tchum be'iser, it could be that thing is aser also to eat. So Amar Papa, peiros shiyotzu chutz tchum, peiros that went out of the tchum v'chazu and it was returned into the tchum afilu b'mezid even on purpose lo yafsidu es mekaimam, it did not lose its makim, which means it still retains its tchum Shabbos, even though the halacha is that a person goes out of a tchum on purpose, he can't move more than 4 amos. Even if he comes back to his original tchum, he also can't move out of 4 amos. But peiros are different. Even if it's b'mezid, why? My time, because the peiros themselves, they didn't do it on purpose. Someone else carried them. Since they are themselves are anusim, the peiros, therefore they don't lose the tchum. That's what our papa tells us. You can ask me, okay, good, I understand. There's no issa tchum because of oinus. But what happened to the issa of ma'isa shavis? The ma'isa, whoever took it out and brought it back in, did a avera with the peiros. So the answer to that is two parts. First of all, since they brought it back into the tchum, there's no really hana over here. And number two, it's only an issa derabanan. That's what comes out from Taisus the Ramaschal Loi Hafsidu. Taisus asks, Akash, Afago, Abom, Chutz Tchum, Asim Mishastalach Loi. Hanemili Hasam, there, the Issa Chutz Tchum, it's out of Tchum, of Hacha, the Hashtah, Him, Kaim, and here it's in the same place, it's Mutter. And he asks, even though you find Mahavashav, Shavas, Zosser, there it's Issa deraisa. So Taisus means to say, it's Issa derabanan here. And the Issa derabanan, if it's back in the same place, we don't care about the Issa, Maisa, Shavas. That's all included in Rav Papa's halacha. But the part that Rapapa, that the Gemara is going to ask Rapapa is, the part that he says that if it's bemezid and you brought it back to your place, the peiros itself does not lose its chum. Eisver Rav Yosef Bar Shmai l'Rapapa. Rav Yosef Bar Shmai asked a question Rapapa that it says in the Braisa, Rav Nechemya, Rav Elazim Yaakov Imrim, Lo'ilam Asurim, the peiros are osir, achi yachshulim koimam sheigim. And only if it's returned to its place, b'sheigig, that's when it's mutter. But any other time, it's osir. And it's also a sight to move it out of its 4 amos, and it's also even to eat it. The only time it's mutter is only b'shoigig. B'shoigig in b'mezid loy. B'mezid, it's also. B'mezid, it's also. So you see, l'chayr, that when it goes back to its place, b'mezid, it's also, you can't move it out of its tchum, and you also can't eat it. Zachta gemara, tanoi hi. It's taka machlikas tanoi. The tanya, we learned in a braisa. I'm going to try to show from this braisa that it's a tanoi, and it is a tana holds like Rav Papa. Because we have Rav Papa who says that peiros that went out of tchum and came back in the tchum amazed, it doesn't lose its tchum and you're allowed to eat it. And we have a braisa that says it's also unless it came back b'shoigig. So when I say it's a machlokes tanoi, the tanya, peiros yotzuchutz tchum b'shoigig yechelu amazed lo yechelu. The braisa says, stam, peiros yotzuchutz tchum, it sounds like it's still out of the tchum. The loch is, if it went out of tchum b'shoigig yechelu, you can eat it. B'mezid, who went out of tchum, b'mezid, lo yechelu. You cannot eat it. Why can't you eat it? Because there's a knas. He did aveiro. Someone did aveiro. And therefore, he's not allowed to eat it. And Tosfos speaks out, even though usually someone else can eat it then. But here, if Yisrael did aveiro, no one else can eat it. So b'mezid, lo yechelu. So peiros went out of tchum, b'shoigig, yechelu, you can eat it. B'mezid, they can't eat it. Even if they come, even if someone has an erev to get to that spot, you can't eat it because there's a knas, because someone did aveiro with those peiros. That's a tanakam. Rav Nechemya, Rav Nechemya says, depends. In its place, you can eat it. And not in its place, you don't eat it. He doesn't say anything about Shoyig Gemezit. So more questions like this. What does it mean that Rav Nechemya says that Mekaimam, what does it mean by saying Mekaimam Yechelu? If it means that you're allowed to eat it back in its place, Bemezit, for Ketani Behed, there we have a first Rebraisa that says Rav Nechemya, Rav Lezim Yaakov Emrim, Lo Ilam Asur Mach Yachsum Kaimim Shoigim. Veshoigim Mezid Loi. Only if Veshoigim returns to its place, let it be eaten. Not Bemezid. So when Rechemia says, Mekaimim Yechelu, he can't be talking about Mezid. El Alav Mekaimim Veshoigim. Rechemia is talking about Mekaimim Veshoigim. And if so, So then they're not really talking to each other, Tanakama, because Tanakama is talking about a case where it's added to Tchumah. He's mechalaf and shayig amazed. And Rechemin says, since when did the Tanakama talk about anything b'mekayma? So you have to say, if that's the case, v'chasuri mechasura, it must be saying missing the bris of achik tani. Tanakama says that peiros go out of the tchum b'shoygeg yechelu they can eat it. The meizid lo yechelu. Medvar amurim shloy b'mekayimam. Medvar amurim not b'mekayimam. Av mekayimam I feel meizid yechelu. B'mekayimam you meizid yechelu. And this would be like our papa. That's Tanakama would hold. Also, Rechem lemeimar I feel b'mekayimam nami b'shoygeg meizid lo. And Rechem would come to say that even if it goes back to its place, the Afka Shoygi is muta not mezid. Now, Lefizeh, it would come out there's two machloikism between the Tanakama and Rav Nechemya. Machloikism number one, when it's out of its tchum, when someone takes it out of its tchum, the Tanakama said that Vashoygi is allowed to eat it, but mezid is not allowed to eat it, because mezid is a Issa Shabbos, but Vashoygi is by mistake, so you're allowed to eat it. On that, Rav Nechemya would say, even Vashoygi can't eat it. And why not? Tosis speaks out, the reason is because of Gzeira, you might move it out of his Dalad Amos. He might move it out of his Dalad Amos. That's why. That's why they can't eat it b'shoygi. And there'd be another machlekes. Even if you bring it back to its place, according to Tanakama, it's always mutter, even if it makes it. And according to the Rambamchemya, only b'shoygi, but makes it, it's not going to be mutter. And the Tanakama will be like our papa. So the Gemara's teretz is that the Gemara kashin our papa that says loyal masu machiachsum kaimum b'shoygi. And so you're saying no, the Tanakama surprise is like our papa. Zakhtumar loy, no, I could say that there's no one like our papa. Loy, maybe everyone agrees that if it goes back to this place, b'mezid, it's awesome. And the Tanakama just is talking about going out of the tchum, it's been mechalek between shoygig and mezid. And v'hocha, b'shoygig shloib m'kaimam pligi. Tanakama sova b'shoygig shari shloib m'kaimam. Tanakama b'shloib m'kaimam when it's out of its tchum, b'shoygig is mutter. Rav Nechem Yisava, filo shoygig, b'mkaimon in, shloim b'mkaimon loy. Even b'shoygig, only if it goes back to its place. But maybe, when it goes back to its place, the kuliyama maze it is also. How do you know it's tumach like a sim, and then say you have a mandiyama for Rav Papa? Maybe there's no mandiyama like Rav Papa. Because maybe, the Tanakama just is talking about chutz l'tchum, and Rav Nechem Yisava is coming to say that chutz l'tchum is also legarmi, and the only time it's mutter is only b'mkaimon, b'shoygig. Zakhtamar, no, it has to be machlekes in two parts. Why? But when the Kani Sefer, since it says, Rechemi Rav Lezmi Yaakov Oimrim, La'olam Asur Machiachshulim Kaimim Shagigim, so why didn't he say the same Lashon in these words? It's not really a Sefer, it's a different Braisa, but Rechemi should say the same thing. That Mekaimim Mechelu, Shlom Mekaimim Lechelu. Why'd he have to speak out, La'olam Asur Machiachshulim Kaimim Shagigim, Shagigim Mezid Loi? It's mashed by someone who holds that even when it goes back to its place, even be Mezid, it's Mutter. It must be a Tanakama holds b'mezid is also mutter, and shmamino it's taka two machlekesim Tanakama and Rav Nechemya. One machlekes is shloi b'mkaimam, when someone takes the pears out of the tchum. According to Tanakama, it depends. If it's a mezid, it's also as ma'aseh Shabbos, shoygig is mutter. According to Rav Nechemya, it's also even b'shoygig. Why? Gzeri might take it out of Dalad Amos. If it's returned to its place, so according to the Rav Nechemya, only b'shoygig is mutter. According to Tanakama, even b'mezid is mutter. Why? My time we say the peris anusim inu, and that's like Rav Papa. I ma'aseh Shabbos. We spoke out. There's no ma'aseh Shabbos when it's the Darabanan, and it came back to the same place. So there's no real enhancement here. Nothing really happened any better. Therefore, what's not a problem with ma'aseh Shabbos? That's the sikum of this Gemara. Very clear. Zok to Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, a two-line member of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Omer Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Yimahalich Veni Deir Tchum Shabbos. Someone's in the desert, and Shabbos hits. Now he knows that right there is a Shvisa, and he has 2,000 Amos in each direction. How does he know how far is 2,000 Amos? So he says you have to measure it with an average person's steps. An average person's step is one Amma, because his foot is a half Amma, and his steps another half Amma. So Mahalik Alpayim Pesiyas Beinis Vezui Tchum Shabbos. He walks 2,000 steps of a Beinini person, and that's Tchum Shabbos. And even if a person's bigger, he has to measure that size steps. I guess you have to know that size steps. I don't know if that's so much better than measuring itself, but you have to figure out regular person's steps and figure out 2,000 Amos that way, and that's the way you figure out Tchum Shabbos. Another member from Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Amar Nachman Amar Shmuel. Shavas Bebika. Someone was kind of shvisa and a bika. Bika is like a big open plateau, so he gets from in every direction 2,000 amos. And on Shabbos, v'kifu nachra mechitza. B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, goyim created a wall around him, and this area was bigger than 2,000 amos in each direction. It was 5,000 amos wide. This mechitza. So what's the halacha? Mahalach apayim amah. He only could walk 2,000 amos each direction. Then even though we have in our Mishnah, according to the one of the Yama, one of the Tanoim, that if you're in a makom mechitza, it's considered like dalad amos, and you get 2,000 amos out of that. But here, since you were in Shavas in here, you were in Shavas now, you don't get the 2,000 amos. In our Mishnah also, the case was, the guy put you in, you were in Shavas there. So there, Rashi says, it could be a special kula, because since the guy took you out, and you only can move dalad amos, and you don't have a tchum at all, so he felt bad for you. But here, he has 2,000 amos. You don't feel bad for him. So since he was not Shavas, he didn't actually mekabel Shavas in these mechitzas, they're not considered like dalad amos. But he does have mechitzas around him. So the halacha is, he only can move 2,000 amos, like we said, because it doesn't turn into just a place of 4 amos. Why not? Because he wasn't Shavas here. But metalta mekula dezriko, he still could carry in the whole thing. So let's say he has a chayfetz that has someone else's shvisa. He's allowed to throw it in that area that's out of 2,000 amos. Why? Because the chayfetz is not going out of its tchum. And you're allowed to carry there. You have a mechitza. A mechitza is made on Shabbos. It's called a mechitza regarding Shisha Yachid. So you're allowed to carry there, so you could throw something there. But you can't walk there because you can't go out of your 2,000 amos. So that's very clear halacha. Like, let's just chazar again. That the halacha usually is, if you're shavis in a place where mechitza is, it doesn't count towards your 2,000 amos. It's all like dalad amos. But here, you weren't shavis here. The mechitza happened afterwards, after Shabbos started. So even though you're all in the closed mechitza, you only can walk 2,000 amos. But you carry in it further something that doesn't have a tchum, let's say someone else's items that have someone else's tchum. That's the shita of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Rav Huna Amar, mahalach apayim ama, you can walk tak 2,000 amas, but a metalto dalan amas. You only can metalto 4 amas and that's it. You can't carry more than 4 amas away from where you're standing. First of all, you should be able to metalto a whole hekif, the whole mechitza. The whole domain should be able to carry Aydei Zrika, because it's just a Yochid, even out of 2,000 Amos. Forget about more than Dalad Amos, even out of 2,000 Amos. Someone says, no, you can't. Shemi Yemosh Yochach Chavtzai. And the reason why you can't throw out of your 2,000 Amos is because then you might, you know, run after your Chayfetz and land going out of your 2,000 Amos by mistake. Freyti Gemara Kasha Vapayim Mis Tataltal. Okay, so you answer me why I can't throw out of my 2,000 Amos, because I might Shemi Yemosh Yochach. But in the 2,000 Amos, why can I carry? That's my Tchum, what's the big problem? The Mechitza is my Tchum, what's the problem? The reason is because since there's a halacha that if you have a domain that's completely open to another domain that's also for you to carry to, it makes this place also to carry. For example, we had it in the second parak. If you have in a place that's hook of a deer, something becomes a karfif, then the whole asa the whole place because all open to a karfif. So here, since out of 2,000 amos, I'm not allowed to carry because Shemi Yemoshech, so I can't carry in any place. I can't carry in any place here. And therefore, I can't carry it all in dalad amos. That's what Rav Huna tells you. Now, see, because Rav Huna you can't even throw over there. Now, what about Fear of Nachman? So Fear of Nachman, we're assuming you're allowed to carry regularly in the 2,000 amos, but maybe you shouldn't be able to carry in those 2,000 amos either, because the Gavi carrying regularly, it's also part of Makom Aslo, because out of 2,000 amos, you only could throw, but you can't carry there because it's out of your tchum. So Taisiv Dere Maskel Matalto, Taka says, that according to the first man of the Amar Taka, Rav Nachman Mishmuel, you Taka, you can't carry only Ayidei Zrika, you can't carry a day regular, because that's part of Malkum Asla. But the Ma'aseh Rashi is very not like that. You could carry there. It's part of Malkum Asla. Zokta Mashah, that since you could carry a day's rika in that place, so the Ma'aseh is not called part of Malkum Asla, because there is a way to carry in this whole entire hekif, and therefore it's not called Malkum Asla, and therefore you could carry even in your 2,000 amos. But upon him, we have here Machlaikis, two man the amr. One man the amr says, I'm allowed to walk 2,000 amos, I'm allowed to throw in the whole entire hekif even more than 2,000 amos. And we said if you're actually allowed to carry in those 2,000 amos. The other man the Amos says, you're allowed to walk through the amos, but you can't carry more than 4 amos. That's Rav Huna Shita. Zog the Gemara, Chir by Rav Amar, Mahalach Apayim Amar, Mutalta Apayim Amar. You could walk 2,000 Amas, and you can retal 2,000 Amas, and that's it. You can't throw. So the Gemara makes no sense. Come on, Loik Rav Nachman. It's not Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said you could throw out of the 2,000 Amas. Loik Rav Huna, because he says you only could do 4 Amas. So the Gemara, Ema, this is how you read it. Mahalach Apayim Amar, and Mutalta Ba'arba. And he could carry 4 Amas. Break the Gemara, Yachi Ayin Rav Huna. That's Mamash Rav Huna. What's Chiyav Rav saying? So it's more Ema, V'chein Amar Rav Chiyav Rav. Taka, it's the same thing. V'chein Amar Chiyav Rav. Taka say V'chein. So that's, we have here the Tuman the Omrim. We have here Rav Nachman, and we have Rav Huna. And we have Chiyav Rav says like, Chiyav Rav says like Rav Huna. So the Gemara, Omale Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, Rav Nachman tells Rav Huna, I'm saying over from Shmuel that you're allowed to carry even if there's Rika. Don't argue on Shmuel. The Tanya Kavase, because there's a Braisa like him. The Tanya learns, we learned to the Braisa. Someone was measuring his Tchum. He put his Erev down and he wants to walk 2,000 Amos away from his Erev. And he measures 2,000 Amos away from his Erev and lands up in the middle of a ear, middle of a city. The halacha is in the Braisa. Mutal talta v'chol ir kula. He let it carry an entire city. But he shouldn't pass his tchum with his feet. But he let it carry the whole thing. It's master, carry the whole city. You just can't walk there. So how are you carrying there if you're not walking there? But my metalta loyav lava dezrika. Must be throwing it. So it's the first right like Shmuel that you're not worried about Shema Yamashach. Again, we said Rav Huna said that you're not allowed to throw it out of your tchum. Because you might go after your chayfetz, you might walk after your chayfetz. Therefore, he says you can't carry at all in the whole thing because of that. Because that made it part of the Makom Asla. But here you see that you're allowed to carry in the whole city, even though you can't walk past your tchum. So you see, you're allowed to mutar dezriko, first a braisa like Shmuel. So the Gemara of Huna, it's not a raya. This case, how it's possible is, I agree, a certain case. Lo yadei mashicha. If you're pulling something towards you, that's where you can metalto in the whole city, even for him. Because there is no shayla shemi yimashach. If you're pulling something towards you, you're not going to go after it. We're talking about a chayfes that was out of the tchum, and you want to pull it into your tchum, and it's a case where that chayfes is not going out of the tchum, and you want to pull it into your tchum, so there, even Rav Huna will agree that it's mutter. And that's not called a shayla of shemi yimashach, and therefore that'll be fine. And that also won't help the guy if it's makom asla, because it's not really a type of, it's not really a call a tiltal. It's not called a tiltal. It's bringing, pulling it in. That's not called a tiltal. And therefore, Rav Huna will agree. It's no Shami Mashach there. It's not called a tiltal. It's Shami Mashach. You're going to go after that. So you bring it in. And therefore, Huna will agree that will be mutter.